July the 3rd, 1988, Persian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian passenger plane, an Airbus A300, just taken off from the southern Iranian coastal city of Bandar Abbas. The aircraft is still climbing inside an internationally recognized route, but the American missile cruiser USS Vincennes targets the airplane with two standard missiles, killing all 274 passengers plus the 16 crew. Following the incident, the American officials claimed their warship mistook the jetliner for an attacking Iranian F-14 fighter plane. This, as the USS Vincennes was a cruiser equipped with the most sophisticated radar and electronic battle gear in the US Navy's surface arsenal. On the 25th anniversary of the incident, Islamic Culture and Relations Organization in Iran held a meeting in Tehran to commemorate the 290 people who were killed by the US warship. The meeting was attended by high-ranking Iranian Army and Air Force officials together with military attachés from countries such as India, Pakistan, and Italy. During the event, Brigadier General Ismaili, a high-ranking military commander, provided technical details which proved the American Captain William Rogers made a terrible choice to fire missiles towards the Iranian Airbus. Following the incident, Washington paid some $95 million for the victims and the aircraft. But compensation was the last thing Iranian people and the victims' families cared for.
Based on the regulations of the International Civil Aviation Organization, the Americans are responsible for the incident and the casualties. They paid for the victims and the airplane, but they never accepted responsibility for the incident. As the presence of the American warship in the Persian Gulf was illegal, all the consequences of its presence were also illegal.
What they paid as compensation was not what we expected for such a big incident. We, as the Iranian nation, expected the American officials to respect us and apologize to us. This is the least they could do. But they gave a medal to the captain of the warship.
On Wednesday, dozens of people also gathered at the site of the incident on the Persian Gulf, throwing flowers into the water in memory of the victims. 25 years after shooting down the Iranian civilian aircraft, the United States has never admitted responsibility nor apologized to Iran. Ehsan Kevani, Press TV, Tehran.